وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَاكُمْ ثُمَّ صَوَّرْنَاكُمْ ثُمَّ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ لَمْ يَكُن مِّنَ السَّاجِدِينَ.
We initiated your creation. Then we gave you each a shape. And then we said to the angels, "Prostrate yourselves before Adam." They all prostrated themselves except Iblis. He was not one of those who fell prostrate. He was not one of those who fell prostrate.
This does not mean that Iblis was one of the angels. When the angels employed for managing the affairs of the earth were ordered to bow down before Adam, it meant that all the creatures under the control of the angels should also submit to Adam, peace be upon him. Of all these creatures, Iblis was the one who declared that he would not bow down before Adam, peace be upon him.
قَالَ مَا مَنَعَكَ أَلَّا تَسْجُدَ إِذْ أَمَرْتُكَ قَالَ أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِّنْهُ خَلَقْتَنِي مِنْ نَارٍ وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِنْ طِينٍ.
Allah said, "What prevented you from prostrating yourself when I commanded you to do so?" He said, "I am better than he. You created me from fire, and him you created from clay."
قَالَ فَاهْبِطْ مِنْهَا فَمَا يَكُونُ لَكَ أَن تَتَكَبَّرَ فِيهَا فَاخْرُجْ إِنَّكَ مِنَ الصَّاغِرِينَ.
Allah said, "Then get you down from here. It does not behove you to be arrogant here. So be gone. You will be among the humiliated. So be gone. You will be among the humiliated."
Implicit in the Quranic expression "saghirun" is the idea of contentment with one's disgrace and indignity. For saghir is one who invites disgrace and indignity upon himself. Now, Satan was a victim of vanity and pride, which could only bring upon him disgrace and indignity. Satan's degradation was therefore self-inflicted.
قَالَ أَنظِرْنِي إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ.
Satan replied, "Give me respite till the day they shall be raised."
قَالَ إِنَّكَ مِنَ الْمُنظَرِينَ.
Allah said, "You are granted respite."
قَالَ فَبِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي لَأَقْعُدَنَّ لَهُمْ صِرَاطَكَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ.
Satan said, "Since you have caused me to come to this end, I shall surely sit in ambush for them on your straight path."
ثُمَّ لَآتِيَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ وَعَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ وَعَنْ شَمَائِلِهِمْ وَلَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرَهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ.
Then I will come upon them from the front and from the rear and from their right and from their left, and you will not find most of them thankful.
قال اخرج منها مذءوما مدحورا لمن تبعك منهم لأملأن جهنم منكم أجمعين.
Allah said, "Go away from here, disgraced and banished. I shall fill the hell with all those that follow you."
وَيَا آدَمُ اسْكُنْ أَنْتَ وَزَوْجُكَ الْجَنَّةَ فَكُلَا مِنْ حَيْثُ شِئْتُمَا وَلَا تَقْرَبَا هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَةَ فَتَكُونَا مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ.
O Adam, peace be upon him, live you and your spouse in the garden, and both of you eat from it wherever you will, but never approach this tree, or you shall become wrongdoers.
فوسوس لهما الشيطان ليبدي لهما ما وري عنهما من سوآتهما وقال ما نهاكما ربكما عن هذه الشجرة إلا أن تكونا ملكين أو تكونا من الخالدين.
But Satan made an evil suggestion to both of them, that he might reveal to them their shame that had remained hidden from them. He said, "Your Lord has forbidden you to approach this tree only to prevent you from becoming angels or immortals."
وَقَاسَمَهُمَا إِنِّي لَكُمَا لَمِنَ النَّاصِحِينَ.
And he swore to them both, "Surely I am your sincere well-wisher."
فَدَلَّاهُمَا بِغُرُورٍ فَلَمَّا ذَاقَ الشَّجَرَةَ بَدَتْ لَهُمَا سَوْآتُهُمَا وَطَفِقَا يَخْصِفَانِ عَلَيْهِمَا مِنْ وَرَقِ الْجَنَّةِ وَنَادَاهُمَا رَبُّهُمَا أَلَمْ أَنْهَكُمَا عَنْ تِلْكُمَا الشَّجَرَةِ وَأَقُلْ لَكُمَا إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمَا عَدُوٌّ مُّبِينٌ.
Thus Satan brought about their fall by deceit. And when they tasted of the tree, their shame became visible to them, and both began to cover themselves with leaves from the garden. Then their Lord called out to them, "Did I not forbid you from that tree? And did I not warn you that Satan is your open enemy?"
قالا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين.
Both cried out, "Our Lord, we have wronged ourselves. If you do not forgive us and do not have mercy on us, we shall surely be among the losers. We shall surely be among the losers."
This shows that modesty and bashfulness are inherent in human nature. The primary manifestation of this instinct is seen in the sense of shame that one feels when one is required to expose the private parts of one's body in the presence of others. The very first stratagem adopted by Satan in his bid to lead man astray from the right path consisted of undermining man's sense of modesty, to direct him towards lewdness and make him sexually deviant. Man is naturally drawn towards lofty ideals, such as the attainment of an exalted spiritual station. Satan, therefore, was forced to present himself as man's sincere well-wisher and to promise him a more elevated position than the present one. This shows that the quality in man that distinguishes him from Satan is that on committing sin, he repents and seeks God's forgiveness. In contrast, what brought disgrace and indignity upon Satan was that after disobeying, he became adamant in transgression and resorted to rebellion.
قَالَ اهْبِطُوا بَعْضُكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٌّ وَلَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مُسْتَقَرٌّ وَمَتَاعٌ إِلَى حِينٍ.
Allah said, "Go down. You are enemies one of the other. For you, there is dwelling and provision on the earth for a while."
قَالَ فِيهَا تَحْيَوْنَ وَفِيهَا تَمُوتُونَ وَمِنْهَا تُخْرَجُونَ.
He continued, "You shall live there, and there shall you die, and from it you shall be raised to life."